let's stay with politics and the fight against illicit tobacco. Mary Aldrich, the Liberal MP for Monash in Victoria's Gippsland region, has seen the problem up close. She's speaking at the National Press Club today in Canberra and joins me now in our Parliament House studio. Mary Aldrich, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
You're based in Warragul in Gippsland, where you say a suspected illegal tobacco outlet was firebombed 80 metres from your office a few weeks ago. What sort of effect is this tobacco war having on your local community?
It's had a catastrophic impact. I was just speaking with ABC Gippsland this morning and the owners were on that program as well, and it's 4 weeks since that firebombing. They're still not open and they won't be trading for a number of weeks yet. There was a physio on the other side of the suspected illegal tobacco shop. They had to cancel appointments, and they're not alone. There's thousands of small business owners right across Australia who have nothing to do with this and are losing trading hours, they're losing staff who are scared about coming to work, and no one's standing up for them.
What's the key message you'll be delivering at the National Press Club today? You're on the bill with a couple of other speakers as well.
There's no silver bullet to this issue. It is a national crisis. I can't think in recent memory of a bigger public policy failure, and we need a Swiss Army knife approach to fixing it. I agree with Chris Minns. I think he's shown moral courage on this issue. We do need to address the elephant in the room, and that is the exorbitantly high excise tax, which has increased by 282%. Since 2013, but we also need a suite of other measures, including enforcement. State and federal law enforcement officers are doing an outstanding job, but many of them have told me they feel like they've got one arm tied behind the back. It's great to see more seizures, but that just illustrates the size of the problem. And I'm also really concerned about the proceeds going to bikies, organised crime and suspected terrorists. And at the same time, we've got smoking rates across the board going up. WA, for the first time in 30 years, have recorded an uptick in their smoking rates. New South Wales has gone up to over 15%.
But the national figures last week were down, weren't they?
And that's an interesting set of figures, because their figures the year before that showed an uptick in smoking rates, particularly among kids. And so I'm looking at how you square those figures away with the Australian Bureau of Statistics, for example, which shows 80% of the market is now illicit, wastewater reports and other statistics that do challenge some of those presumptions.
The Border Force says they've received significant funding and have found and confiscated 2,300 tonnes of illicit tobacco as part of their compliance campaign. Does the government, the federal government, deserve some credit for making a start there?
Look, I want to thank the Australian Border Force officers who do an amazing job every day, but I think these seizure announcements every couple of weeks just show the size of the problem. It is a game of whack-a-mole for a lot of these authorities who are doing their very best efforts but aren't properly resourced. I don't think have the adequate toolkit to be able to address this. Need proper resourcing, but until we address the excise issue, I don't think that their job is going to be made any easier.
If we're talking about accountability also for the tobacco companies, in May the tobacco giant Philip Morris was able to appear before a Senate committee hearing behind closed doors. It was a secret appearance at the time. Should the chair, one of your Liberal colleagues, Leah Blyth, have allowed that to happen?
Look, I'm a member of the House of Representatives, so I'm not part of that committee, but I would say, from my understanding, there were real concerns about the potential threat to those employees by naming them. But you can go onto the website and look at the evidence that was provided by those companies, so there's full transparency there.
Did it create perceptions at the time that there was some special treatment for those companies?
Look, I think when you're dealing with an issue this endemic, it is important to have voices, whether you agree with them or not. And I don't like big tobacco, but I can tell you what I like: bikie gangs, organised crime and selling cigarettes to children even less. So I think it's important to have an array of voices transparently and publicly heard.
Let's look more broadly at politics. So you hold a regional seat in an area that Pauline Hanson's One Nation is expected to target. Are you satisfied that Angus Taylor is doing enough to push back against One Nation and its views?
Angus Taylor is getting out every day with a positive plan for Australia. We've got a big task as a coalition to win the trust and confidence of the Australian people at the next election to form government. And for me, I'm out there in my community, whether it's Moe, Druin, Leongatha, Wonthaggi or Warrigal, putting my best case forward about why I deserve to win the support of my community at the next election. That's what we're doing as a coalition team. I know Angus has got a big announcement on policy today. As a coalition, we are doing the hard policy homework that others are too timid or too lazy to be doing.
As a coalition, particularly with your Liberal colleagues, is it incumbent on all Liberal MPs and senators to toe the line when it comes to pushing back against One Nation?
Look, we're the Liberal Party. We have freedom to be able to put a variety of views forward. For me, in my community, the cost of living, I have to tell you, Sally, is number one, two and three. People are really struggling. I'm hearing from food banks that are just keeping their heads above water in my local towns at the moment. That's what I'm focused on. I know Angus Taylor and Matt Canavan are focused on those issues too. I want to be a strong representative for my regional community, and I know my colleagues do right across Australia as well.
What's your message to your Liberal colleague Alex Antic, who says One Nation's Malcolm Roberts is quite a clear thinker, and Alex Antic also wants closer cooperation between the Coalition and One Nation?
Look, I don't agree with that, but I'm focused on the issues that are relevant and important to my community in the Gippsland region. That's standing up on the cost of living, fixing the energy crisis and making a very strong case for better investment in local services and infrastructure. That's what matters to my constituents.
Mary Aldred, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.